Welcome back to the Vinland Chronicles, a Vinland Saga podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Ronnie.
I'm Chad.
And today we are here to cover Season 2, Episode 10, titled Cursed Head. Chad, now when I first read that episode title, I was like, oh, what does it mean? What's going on here? It becomes pretty apparent what that means.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought it was some like euphemism or something.
Right. Because think about it. Like, previous episode, an empty man. Like, wow, what a deep title. And this one is just like, no, it's a cursed head. He's going to talk to a cursed head.
Yeah, he legitimately talks to a cursed head. What did you think about the episode, Ronnie?
I really enjoyed it. Man, Canute has... Here's what's happened, okay? For every ounce or for every moment that Thorfinn has like self-improved and became like a better person and a more forgiving person of himself, all that negative energy has just been filtered into Canute, it seems.
So yeah, it does definitely seem like that. What is Canute's end goal?
He's lost in the game. See, here's okay. The thing. This is why when I watch the show, I go, the fact that Chad likes this show so much is such a missed opportunity that he wasn't in on Game of Thrones at the height of it. Because that's... I'm not saying it's exactly like it, but you also see people in that show get lost in the game, and that's what Canute is. He doesn't even know what he wants anymore. And I think we're going to talk more and more about that.
Right. And then the beginning of this episode is just so good. Like you said last time, Thorfinn and Einar might be something so extremely special. They should have their own... This is how special they are to me.
Okay, tell me.
They should have their own Disney Podcast. World ride.
Oh.
Or that, yeah. Either one. Their own Disney World ride or their own podcast. Yeah. That's how special they
Sorry,
are.
I'm just one of those guys. I see two dude friends, and I go, God, they've got to start a podcast.
They got to start a podcast.
Disney World ride, though. No, I like that. I'd ride it. Let's get going here. We open up on a babbling brook. That's the only way I can describe it. We got a piano man just off the side of the screen. It's an A+ day.
It is, dude. How do they make... Whenever an anime can do this with just drawings, make it seem like I'm there, like feeling the sun radiate mm-hmm. on my fluorescent skin, my very white, pale skin, I always just am like, that's when you know it's special.
And I think that they were putting out such good energy in the episode last night when I was watching it, that what do we have in real life today? A beautiful day.
We do, yeah.
How about it? Thorfinn, he's still cutting down trees. He is the most shredded anyone has ever been ever. I'm not even kidding,
Chad. It makes sense.
I'm not lying. I laughed out loud at just how shredded they were.
Oh, and Einar, too. Yes. Einar is shredded, but he is huge.
He's huge. He's so much bigger compared to Thorfinn.
Yeah, he's just a big, genetically big guy, and then you add on the hard labor they've been doing.
I mean, what do you think? He's got to be 6'2"?
Yeah, he's about 6'2", 6'3", but just massive. Thorfinn's just a short guy, but you know when you see Thorfinn, you're like... It's like seeing Dustin Poirier or something. You're like, oh, I don't want to fuck with that guy.
The animators went to town. They were like, we've got to make them the most cut up individuals that have ever existed. They couldn't look at a reference image because none existed.
Yeah.
They just had to make that on their own.
What I love about it, though, is that old man Schwerkel, he's actually giving them adequate diet now, and that's why they're able to obtain this body.
I like that. Thorfinn's got a full-blown ponytail. They push down a tree, but it's not just any tree. It is the last tree.
They took turns chopping it, and then they both pushed it down together. Thorfinn's smile this entire time is just so good to see.
I got secondhand good feeling. That would be the most incredible feeling. Well, okay. I thought about this. When they first did it, I was like, that would be the best feeling ever. But then you look around and they still have like trees in the field. Once you get all the trees out of there and the stumps gone, then that would be the best feeling.
Then that would
ever.
Be the best. But this one, before that feeling, this is the best feeling.
So Einar slaps Thorfinn's back way too hard. I've always said it. I am not a back slapping kind of guy. I don't care how.
You slap the front.
I'll just give me a fist bump, give me a high five, give me a bro hug. I don't care. I am not, if you come up and you slap my back, especially when I'm not ready for it, I'm just going to be mad.
Mm-hmm. I think in this situation would be one of the only times you would allow it.
It would ruin my vibe, though, a little bit.
Really?
It would ruin my vibe a little
bit. It didn't ruin Thorfinn's because he got even smilier.
They turned an entire forest into a farm. That's insane.
Dude, this would take us, it says 3 years. It took them 3 years. It would take us 30.
Yeah, Thorfinn thinks it took more, a little bit more than 3 years. And Patir told Einar the other day that they'll be able to buy their freedom with the next harvest. So it's in, it's right there. It's in within grasp.
Yep.
As well as some extra money, a little bonus, because that's how well it's gone, I guess.
I mean, how cool is that, dude? No way other slave owners are giving out bonuses.
Now, this was, this made me a little bit sad, but also I don't think that it sunk into them yet, because Thorfinn asked Einar what he will do with his freedom, which is interesting. Like, that's the first time, presumably, they've asked that out loud. And I'm like, well, you guys are you guys not like a package deal now?
Yeah, you have to be. Come on.
Like, the does Thorfinn not, like, get stressed out when he thinks of, like, a life where Einar just goes and does his own thing now that they completed this mission together? I don't know.
That is so crazy. It took so much time and effort that they know where they're headed, what goal they're headed to, which is just to get this task complete, but, like, they don't even think about it. By the time you get there, like, you want that goal so bad, but then by the time you get there, you're like, wait a minute, I kind of like doing this.
Right. Yeah, Einar, he kind of thinks about it, and he's like, well, no one's waiting for me. And Thorfinn can read him like a book, because he knows that he's worried about...
Arnhed.
And they know that the master has no intention of letting her go.
So I like this. Just the past 3 years, they've just been doing the same. Like, literally, he goes, talks to the girl. They've just been chopping down trees, hanging out with the old man. They got 3 years of that. I would have loved to seen all 3 years of that.
Oh, you farmland saga's not been good enough for you. You need a couple seasons. I want more farming.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder. They say that, because everything we've really seen of Kettle, especially when he interacts with these guys, he's just the nicest slave owner ever, and honestly, a bit of a beta. I think we can say that. What do you think would happen? Say they become free.
Okay.
Einar goes up to Kettle and goes, I would like to buy her freedom.
I think...
Does he freak out? Do we see him, like, flip out and be like, no, for the very first time?
Yeah, I don't think he, like, freaks out or anything. He would just go, no.
Really? You think he's got that enough backbone in him to be like, no?
I think he would say, you can buy any other slave I have, but you can't buy that one.
Because here's the thing. Like, we've only seen, like, the one or two scenes. You can obviously infer what their relationship has expanded into. But, brother, I've been waiting 10 episodes to see a little bit of a backbone in that slave owner, and he hasn't shown me one. Which, like, I'm thankful for.
You know what I'm thinking? Are they the only slaves? Just them two and her? Or is there more? Have we seen any more?
I guess those are the only ones that we know about, yeah. Thorfinn actually says, this blew my freaking mind, says he thinks that he will go back to Iceland.
But he wasn't even going to say that. That was because Einar asked him.
And he's like, yeah, I think so. But neither seem real sure of their plans.
But he still, Ronnie, did not mention his mom or his sister.
My notes say, talk about your mom.
Still has not mentioned them. Even when Einar basically said, are you going back to Iceland? He not once mentioned his mom or sister.
I put in my notes also, what are you going to Iceland for, Thorfinn? Why? If he goes like this, if next episode he goes like this, I might quit the show. He goes, yeah, I guess I'll go reconnect with Leif Erikson. I left him hanging one time. I need to go apologize.
Yeah.
Thorfinn says there is something he'd like to try and do. It's just a little... Now, this, you know, This is something he'd like to try and do. Just a little hobby. He's going to try it on for size, see if it's for him. It's just rid the world of war and slavery. Most yeah. little kid.
He might not like it, but.
Most little kid in third grade ever.
Oh, yeah. What's pretty cool about, well, never mind. Keep going. I'll talk about it in a second.
Kettle rides up and says, "You finally got the last tree." Kind of a dick way to say that. What they've done is incredible. You finally got it, yeah. huh? But at the same time, I don't think he was trying to be a dick.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to be, because he's got like a good smile on his face.
And if you think about like the last 80% of it, like if you look at the field as a whole, you'd go, oh God, that's such few trees, but it's still 20% of a forest that you have to
yep.
that you have to chop down by hand, so it would take forever, even though it would feel like you were so close. Now he says he's going to give them a discount since they did it in time to get the fields plowed and planted. He says once you get everything planted, you are free. And they're speechless.
That's, I mean, everything this guy has done so far is so cool.
He's so fair yeah. and cool. Gosh.
He really is. Even the way he acted with those two kids. Like,
just to even take the time to like adjust what you initially said. Like, it would have been one thing if he just told them at the beginning, oh, do this and you're free. But to take the time to come right up and be like, and then even have the thought, wow, they've done a good job. We can get this planted. I'm going to let them go a little bit free or a little bit sooner than before.
So cool. I love how his Omar, though, is just chilling in the back yawning. This guy has still, it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, what has he done?
I don't know. I don't know what he's done so much that I've just completely erased his name from my memory. If you had not said it, would not have known it. I was worried when I saw him. I was worried he was going to say something and they weren't going to say his name because I was prepared to have to go and look it up. But
who do you think's cooler, Omar or his brother, Thorgil?
Well, the brother's definitely cooler, but he's also, like, way more of a problem. You know okay. what I mean?
So he's not cooler then? Or what are you...
Well,
see, he's swaggier.
Well, okay, are you marking a line there? Is there a difference there?
Well, I mean, like, okay, say you got caught stealing something. Who would you want to deal your punishment?
This is a horrible thing to say, all right? And I just want everyone to know that this is just an example. Everyone calm down. Think about it this way, okay?
Thinking.
Nazis.
All right.
There's like one guy who is, you know, in a high up family, but he just stays in the background the whole time. Never contributes to anything. He's just kind of using his name to coast.
Okay.
And then there's Hitler. Obviously, Hitler's...
Oh, way cooler.
Way more of a bad guy,
but he's
but
cooler.
If you're a German and you're just hanging out, who do you think is cooler?
Right.
Hitler got the entire country to like follow him, or he got half the world to follow him. Probably a cooler guy.
Oh, I'm with you on that. That's what I meant. He's cooler.
Yeah.
But you're saying if somebody were to deal you punishment, you would rather it be Omar than Thorgil.
Wait, deal me punishment?
Yeah, like if you're getting in trouble, you don't want the person getting you in trouble to be Thorgil because he's such a cool, like hard-ass guy. He'll probably be like, yeah, cut off both of his arms. He stole a bag of potatoes or something.
Okay, well, yeah, but see, that I don't know if that's a great example because if Omar was getting me in trouble, then I'd be like, wow, this guy's such a bitch, and yet I'm getting in trouble from him. Like, I'd want to stand up to him.
So you'd rather have both your arms cut off by Thorgil?
No, but see, when you put it that way, I was like, if getting in trouble from Omar is just like, oh, take a lap around the field, then I'll be like, all right, that guy kind of sucks, but I'll take it.
God, that has got to be more punishments in old shows like this. Just take
just
a lap.
Just take a lap.
They've never done that in old. It's always, oh, let's cut your arm off. Yeah. Like, why can't you just go take a lap?
There's got to be more people just taking laps.
And then just yelling faster when they're going full speed.
Cardio is a great, you know, technique to get something done. So, Einar is freaking pumped. obviously. But then Kettle says...
They were stunned at first, though. They almost didn't say anything.
He's got a little ultimatum here. He's got a little condition, and I don't really know what the condition is for. But he says, don't celebrate yet. You have to wait for me to return. Which is the worst thing these guys could hear.
Why do you say that?
Because it means that this asshole's getting ready to go off and die. Because TV. You know why? Because television.
But if you think about it, if he goes off and dies, they're free anyways because there's Master's dead.
Unless it... Okay, what were we just talking about?
Patir.
No. Who does all this go to when Kettle goes and gets himself killed? The guy just hanging 10 feet back, not doing anything.
Yeah, but what if he's awesome?
Omar. We know he's not awesome. We've seen him.
He's not cool. Good point.
I'm pretty worried. I'm pretty worried about all that.
But isn't he going with him? Didn't he say that?
Maybe.
Or no? Okay.
He might be going with him, but he's still got... He might stay alive. It's okay. It's Kettle that's getting ready to die.
Okay, you know what's fucking awesome about this whole thing, though? He's going to see King Harald.
Mm-hmm.
Who is with King Harald right now?
Canute. I know, and that's potentially the way that he dies. I haven't figured it all out yet, but I'm working on it. Okay, I've got the cork board ready.
I mean, what would Canute say if he saw Thorfinn
I've
right
now?
He's
got so many bundles of yarn. What would Thorfinn say if he saw Canute right now?
Or vice versa. Yeah, either way. Thorfinn to Canute, Canute to Thorfinn.
Thorfinn to Canute, he would not care. I just don't think anything would...
He's not mentioned him once.
He's not even the same guy, so he's not going to look at him and be like, oh, wow, that guy's kind of toughened up. I don't think. I think he's just going to be like, oh, you toughened up? All right.
Nice to see you.
He's like, okay. Don't really care. Maybe he has some PTSD and thinks of Askeladd. Canute might be like, he would think more about what's going on.
He'd be like, wait, this is you? Think about Thorfinn last time he saw him.
Okay, but first of all, this is someone's thought the first time they see Thorfinn, no matter what the circumstance. Holy fuck, that guy's shredded.
Yeah.
But then secondly, he goes,
get rid of the goatee.
Secondly, he goes, get rid of the goatee. Thirdly, he goes, wait, you're just a farmer now?
I mean, think about the last time he saw him. He finds out that Thorfinn is literally just a farmer who is he's literally the nicest guy ever, too. You're like, what?
Yeah. And then him and Einar are like sharing haystacks. He goes, are you gay? Wait, what's going on? Where are we at here? Okay. So Kettle is looking for the Gramps, but has them forward the message because he's being elusive right now. He is going to the palace in Jelling to visit King Harald, and then this is where I put in my notes again. This guy is going to die.
See, the only problem we have here is that he literally said like an episode or two ago that he, or maybe Snake said it, that Kettle gives King Harald
right
a bunch of like offerings to for the farm to never get invaded.
Mm-hmm.
So if he tries to, like, now that King Harald we see later is basically dead, who is he gonna give that to? Is he gonna try to give that to Canute? Or
I mean, he's got
is
to
the deal off.
That's the thing. Trust me, I thought about all this today when I was trying to figure out how this asshole's gonna die and like ruin this little deal that we've had going for more than 3 years. I haven't quite figured it out, but something's going to turn sour.
Okay.
I don't know if Kettle is going to go there and figure out that Harald was poisoned and really get up on his high horse and be like, we've got to do something to this guy.
But you said he has no backbone, so.
He doesn't seem like he's got a backbone so far.
I mean, think about it. It does make sense because, like, what does he do to the king? He just butters him up. Here's a bunch of goodies. Mm-hmm. Don't invade us.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I don't know what this guy's deal is. Also, this show is so incredible at subverting expectations. I don't know if I've ever seen a show that does it better than this one.
Wait,
I don't
really?
I don't know if I've gotten a single prediction right ever in this show. Think about it. Really? Especially in Farmland Saga. It's gone so many different directions. I think Thorfinn's back, and then he doubles down. He's like, I'm never hitting anyone ever again. I hear that, this guy is giving all his food to King Harald. Oh, his loyalties lie in the wrong spot. Canute's going to come get him. And then what do I learn? Oh, Canute and Harald have just been the past 30 years been like working in harmony. And like the most beautiful, peaceful kingdoms ever. They're just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. His brother actually loved him and was so nice to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You take Denmark. I'll take England. We'll just be super chill about it. Like, what?
Well, the whole, after season one, you would have never guessed that season two, we'd literally just be chilling on a farm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why are you acting like my take was so crazy?
Well, I don't...
You think this show's predictable?
I guess it's not, now that I really think about it. But once you dive in, I get so lost in Farmland Saga that I just forget about everything else. Like, I forgot Canute was in the show.
No,
when
they mentioned
Canute, I was like, oh, shit, he's still out there somewhere.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
He then asks, Ketzel asked them how they'd like to work as retainers once they are free. And I couldn't pick up on the vibe. This is another...
Thorfinn literally just said he wants to end the world of hunger or whatever. slavery and hunger.
War and slavery. Yeah. War and slavery.
I think, he's just got bigger... He's got bigger fish to fry than staying on this place. Einar, though, with Arnhaid...
Yeah. All right.
What do you mean? Would he stick around with her?
That's true. Let me ask you this. First of all, they're both stupid for never considering this possibility either.
Okay.
Like, they literally have a guy overseeing them in Petir who was in their exact same shoes, and they never thought, I wonder if maybe they'll just, like, keep us on, too. But that's besides the point. What would be your first step? All right, let's say you're Thorfinn. You've got a goal to end war and slavery. Step one, go.
First step. Continue working on the farm.
Yeah. Stay on the farm as a retainer until I figure out the second step.
Yeah, until I figure that out. Make a little cash at the farm.
So this was a calling card, but it was a fake calling card. It was more of a transition card, I'll call it. Because now we are on the seas in the cabins of one of the ships. King Canute is taking a snooze, and the worst beard I've ever seen.
See, okay, I agree with you, but when he's laid back in the chair, I think it looks fucking dope because he's got his Adam's apple.
Okay.
That he's got a strong neck. He's definitely been doing his neck days workouts, and... The beard looks cool from the bottom because he's got a towel over his face. You can't see the rest of it. I agree when you see the rest of it, it's not as cool as what it looks like.
So let's get this on the record straight just so we don't have to go back and tidy this up later. You believe this is the coolest beard to have when laying back in a chair with a towel on your head? It's not super versatile, but in the right spot, this is the coolest beard that one can have.
I mean, look
have.
At it. You can see right there.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Wow. All right. Okay. Here's the problem. He's got a towel on his head. It's not the coolest beard because he could... The problem with a beard like that is you got to have a little sort of mustache flavor to it. You can't just go chin music.
Yeah.
The chin music alone, that's where things get weird to me. I've never liked that style.
So what do you think about Gunther? Or whatever his name is.
Well, first of all, you asked me what I think about him. Hate him.
Yeah, but his beard. It's cooler than
Canute's. Listen, it's better only because he's got a mustache element.
But his mustache sucks,
It's
though.
A goofy mustache, but it brings the whole piece together a little bit better. I'm not saying it's a top 25 facial hair situation by any means, but Canute's
what
just
looks
ridiculous.
What do you think about like mine right now?
You're in a top 10 spot.
Let's go.
Just like that traditional, I just call that the full beard.
Full beard, but it's not that long.
But
it's
not
just,
long.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look great.
I appreciate it.
You look really good. So That was just a really quick thing. Then we get a second calling card. This is the official one. We are now docked at a little village. Canute's face has chiseled out a bit. Good for him. It used to be so fair, you know?
He's turned into a man. He really hit puberty hard.
Yep, this is his home. A couple guys walk up, happy to see him back in England. When Canute asks about his brother, who is not doing well because turns out he can no longer speak, practically. They tell him that the next few days are going to be critical for just his, basically his life.
So what did you, when you were watching this and you heard that, did you have any inclination that Canute was the one behind it?
I feel like if I had slowed down long enough, yeah, I could have, but I would also be lying if I said I did. I did not, because my expectations were so subverted, because how long have we been hearing about King Harold? It's been like this legend just building, building. And then what happens when we actually meet him? He's 90% dead, laying in a bed.
So, it's so weird, because even when we did hear about him, not once did we hear like Canute say, yeah, me and my brother were tight growing up, or anything. Like, he didn't even talk about him when they were younger. He just talked, he was already like in a position doing his thing.
It's just really like fun and different writing, because you just, you see it laid out. It's a trope. You're like, oh, okay, there's these two brothers, the dad dies, they fight for the throne. Except this writer goes, all right, there's two brothers, the dad dies, they actually fist bump each other with their land that they both own, and then this one dies before we ever even see him really on screen, on paper.
So it's so depressing. But I mean, like you doing that to Travis, imagine you doing what Canute does to Travis. Well, Travis would do it to you. He's the younger one.
Well, he would never get one over on me.
Well.
No, I've got more.
I don't know.
Trustworthy. Think about it. Here's the problem. You know me and Travis. Who's more devious?
You're definitely more devious.
More devious.
He would get caught easier. He might try something, but he would get caught. If you tried it, which no one really knows if you're going to try it or not, you subvert expectations.
Exactly. Who knows?
Then you get away with it.
Exactly. Because, okay, now you've come along. Yep. You know when I make my move, it's going to be so well thought out and I'm going to be untraceable. Because
I want to know who did this. We'll talk about it more, but they never really tell us how he does it.
Gotcha. Like,
he just always got insiders on.
Mm-hmm.
Which the people that come up and meet him when he arrives, those people might have done it, now that I think about it.
Well, and if you're a puppet master like me, that honestly, this is the easiest part.
Yeah. Well, dude, now that I think about it, King Harold, he trusted his brother and loved him so much. They were both, like you said, both fist bumping, conquering land. It would be so easy to do that. Like, if you hated each other, it'd be way harder.
Right. You just got to know some people, and you got to be able to read people. And I read them great. And then you figure out, oh, wow, this guy's a shitbag, but I'm going to be completely fake to them. And I'm going to be like, I've got a problem. My brother, we're taking things over too well. I need to be doing this by myself. It's going to be a problem in the next 4 to 5 years.
That'd be like me hugging you after this podcast and be like, dude, we're just such best friends. And then you come back to the studio later and you're like, wait a minute, where did the microphones go?
Think about this. All right. You want to mess up with your mind. You want to mess with your mind, everyone? Think about this.
You don't have anyone besides yourself.
Every time you've hugged somebody, and this stinks that we're not a video podcast, so I'm going to have to do the sound of the face that someone could be making when you're hugging them, and you would never know, right? Every time I hugged you, what if I was going like this?
The light Yagami.
You don't know.
You don't know.
That's the thing about a hug. You can't see a person's face when you're doing it.
And the same with sex in the dark. That's some scary stuff to think about.
Exactly. They could be going.
I've got them right where I want them.
That is incredibly small.
Inside me.
All right. Canute sees some kids playing some ball, except it's not even a ball, it's a sack. Here's what I should say. Canute sees some kids playing some sack.
Yeah, what? It's like a... what do you call that? What is the thing? Like, if they had Velcro, it'd be that game where you catch it, like the Velcro.
That game totally did not have a name because that was a ridiculous. That was so 90s.
That was so 90s.
And I mean, obviously, it kind of fell into the 2000s, but just the idea of a Velcro paddles that you throw in and catch.
I like to imagine that's what like Drake Bell and Brian Peck were playing. In
whoa,
the...
dude. Whoa. Someone's been not actually watching the documentary, but just been scrolling on X.
I've not watched it at all, but Drake and Josh was one of my favorite shows. All of ours. Okay, we'll say this as a podcast right now. We stand with Drake Campagna.
Well, yeah, let me put this on our notes right now. Everyone, if you're not a subscriber to our Patreon, here's our pitch. You got to go check it out. We're totally going to talk about Drake Campagna, a.k.a. Drake Bell, and that whole situation on our show, Learn a Little Something with Ronnie and Chad. As well, you can get 3 extra episodes of Vinland Saga right now because we're ahead over on the Patreon. Check the link in the description below.
Check it.
What was I doing? Oh, yeah, I can't click off this. Just remember to talk about Drake. So, Harold apparently used to be very good at this game. Canute also, he just has good memories of his brother. That's what we're going to start finding out.
Only good memories. There's no bad ones.
I thought we were going to learn that Harold was always kind of a dick. Like, I thought that's where the story was going. Nope, turns out, expectations subverted. Nicest guy ever.
He literally, like, because I thought he just had Ragnar, but no, he had his brother and Ragnar, but his dad was taking his brother away from a lot of situations, yeah.
Yeah, we flash back, we see Ragnar, and I gotta be honest, I was happy to see Ragnar.
Oh, I'm so glad you came around to that.
I have an
X account, it's just called Ragnar, and it's me. Just...
I cannot imagine that account is doing very well. I cannot imagine the audience for that specific X account is very large.
I just post clips of Ragnar.
I mean, I will say I was happy to see him, and then he ruined it right away because he was absolutely amazed that Canute managed to get himself back up all alone. And he's like, I don't know, 9. He's like, wow, this 9-year-old can stand up.
Babying the absolute shit out of him.
Harold calls Ragnar out for being too overprotective because it's like 72 degrees out, but Ragnar has Canute dressed as if he's fighting an army in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
Canute says Harold helped him often and he needs to thank him because he's in the process of killing him. So.
Yeah, he does a good job. Now, does his men know about this, that he's doing this? That's what I'm also confused by because he does... such a good job of acting like nothing's going on.
They don't. They maybe like a couple. Maybe what's his egghead's name?
I don't. Gunther, I think.
Yeah, maybe Gunther knows because that guy's a shitbag too. But
yeah, he's probably the shitbag that helps do it.
So this is the first time we get it. One of the sacks rolls over to Canute in a way that a sack would never. Sacks don't roll like this. They're pretty.
And they definitely don't turn into. Heads.
We get some PTSD. Canute sees his father's head roll on up to him. And this is where we get kind of what's been going on the past 3 years. The two sons inherited their own respective territories from the father. Harold got Denmark. Canute got England. Their relationship was good. Harold helped Canute take England.
Harold also has a great beard.
But shortly after... is when Harold looks like the guy when he's like all kingly and stuff. You look at him, and if you just did a panned across the field of people, you'd go, oh, that's a top 3 character.
Yeah, he really does.
That guy looks awesome. That's a top 3 kingly character.
This is the only episode, well, I won't say only, because he's not dead technically yet, but that we see him.
Shortly after... Harold helped his brother Canute take England. He fell ill and had no heirs. Now, I don't know what's up with that. He must have been shooting blanks because a very handsome guy.
It is weird that he didn't have any. I mean, he's not... I guess if he did have any kids, they wouldn't be that old, because we see like him and Canute are both relatively young. So they, but they could still have like a 5-year old.
I mean, honestly, for like these times,
yeah, they'd,
it's super like Canute too.
They'd start having him like 18. Yeah,
Canute, get to work, dude.
Now Canute seems to me the type of guy that whatever he's, this path he's been on, he has no time for women. That's what he just seems like right now. He doesn't want anything to do.
When you're a king, I think, like, is, you know, gross and unfortunate as it is, you got to make time. You got to make time,
I mean,
to,
dude,
get in there and start spitting out some kids.
When you're sailing that often as they are, they're just with a bunch of guys all the time.
Just dudes everywhere.
And then the way he treats his sister, I don't think he's a fan of women.
God.
Did you see that?
I'm a fan of his sister.
I am too. I don't know. She looks like him when he was like 4 years younger.
Yeah. More guys were courting Canute than her. Yeah, so we meet Canute's sister. He's a total dick to her. Harold looks rough.
He looks like the dad.
Definitely got that Swain gene in him.
I mean, he looks like 80-year-old Swain right here, and he's like 25 or something. I don't know how old he is, but he looks terrible. My God. What poison did he use on him?
Speaking of genes, this has nothing to do with anything. My friend Tommy, he's the kind of friend, he's a phone caller, okay? And I'm the kind of guy, it's not very often I'm in a mood where I go, yeah, I want to have a 30-minute phone conversation right now. Especially when he calls, because it'll be like 9 p.m. on a Wednesday night, and I'm just not doing this. But he'll try 3 nights in a row, and I just won't answer. So the other day, he left me a voicemail, and these are actual words that he said, and it also wrote it out in like the voicemail, you know how it does like the AI text. He said, "You've got an elusive little gene, don't you?" And that was the most ridiculous voicemail I ever got, and I loved it. So I had to call him later and be like, "That was so stupid." Elusive little gene. Now Harold says he's been waiting for him, and he says, "Denmark is yours." With his basically dying words, he does one more solid for his brother.
So depressing. I would feel like such an asshole if I was him.
Yeah.
Canute.
Now, are you the type of guy to do this move where Canute smiles and says, "Don't be absurd. Soon we can play ball again."
See, that's where that's where his cover is becoming uncovered.
Right, because the way I said it kind of made it seem like he was being super nice and be like, okay, on the other side of all this, you know, when we get to Valhalla or whatever they believe in, we'll be playing ball again. But that's not how he meant it.
That's
he meant
not
it
how
like,
he meant it.
Oh, 2 more days of bed rest, we'll be playing ball again.
See, that's where, when I hear that, I'm in the room, I go, that motherfucker poisoned him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's being too cute. Harold looks so bad, I got kind of scared, because they do this thing where they make it the cursed head again. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they do.
And it was just like, there wasn't any kind of sound cue. It's just like they cut to Canute, and then they cut back, and then I go, wait, did he look that bad before? And then I go, oh, no. That's
just Swain.
Mm-hmm. Because now it changes. He says, "You got some kind of nerve, Canute. You're visiting the man you poisoned. Harold was friendly to you. Why did you need to kill him? You could have ruled the world together. You didn't do it for the sake of peace and prosperity. Ambition now rests in your heart. The ambition to rule as king of the North Sea, the crown's curse, none can escape it."
See, this is his guilt, right? Is this what this whole imagination thing that's going on? Like he's trying to hide his guilt. And he does a pretty good job at it, but then this peeps through every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's got to be, unless you're actually going to buy into a curse of the crown.
Which could be.
I guess it could be.
It's got to be the guilt, man, because as we see, Canute did love his brother.
Because here's the thing. I don't know. Like, it seems like it's just now really getting bad. Because he almost makes it, like, Canute just starts talking to the head either just recently or this episode. Because the head makes a comment. So it's almost like he's been seeing visions of his dad's head. But it wasn't until he just, for whatever reason, decided to be on one and kill Harold that it really took it up a notch. You know what
right,
I mean?
Because it's a family member that actually cares about him.
Yeah. I mean, this was just all such good dialogue. He says, by donning the two crowns, you will suffer twice as much. There's evil laughing. Canute snaps out of it. Just the whole evil.
And the tree, it shows swing. Old Canute sitting in a king's chair and that tree behind him. So cool.
When Canute snaps out of it, the sister worries that he too has become ill. Just a really lovely lady. And then in his room, Canute looks at his crown. Someone brings him a drink. And Canute wants to know where it's from. The woman is beyond confused.
Oh, so upsetting, man.
When the voice in his head, or in the corner of the room, as it is now, mocks him for being paranoid about being poisoned, because that's what he does. That's his move.
Yep. I mean, and that's obviously, like, you don't get scared of poison unless you are the poisoner. Mm-hmm. But Harold, what do you think Harold would have said if he found out Canute poisoned him, like, right there at the end?
It would have been really sweet. He would have been like, why, brother? All I ever did was care for you.
And he'd say, Denmark is still yours, but why?
Yeah. Oh, man. Canute makes the huge mistake. Don't ever do this. He starts talking to the head.
While the lady's still there.
Mm-hmm. Says, if you can see me during the middle... the head says, if you can see me during the middle of the day, the curse is getting stronger. Canute says, uniting the nation is essential to creating a utopia. Having two kings was going to cause problems sooner or later. It hadn't even started. You gotta let the problems begin before you start poisoning people.
What's the best way to solve a problem?
Chad, that's like me poisoning you right now and then being like, why are you doing it? Like, well, we've been having a podcast for 3 years. Eventually, things were going to start getting out of hand.
He was going to start stealing from me eventually.
We were just going to get a little too comfortable with each other.
And then you go, I solved the problem before it was created. There we go. It's almost like he already had, I think you just said it. The cursed head says, if you can see me during the day, it's getting stronger. I think he's been seeing this at night.
Mm-hmm.
Having like nightmares.
Oh, Canute. Yeah, he says Harold's death is necessary, and he starts to laugh because he says he once hated and wished for Swain's death, but now he is the only one he can speak to, frankly. So that also leads me to believe, like, maybe no one does know, but someone's got to know because someone poisoned Harold. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be Egghead, I think.
Now, this is kind of a G move, I'll be honest. Like, he's gone completely, you know, crazy. But he says, let's be friends. It's befitting of two cursed men, as he puts on the crown, which goes pretty hard.
It does.
You know, if you just embrace the curse of the crown and you're like, you know, we both suck. The head then disappears as we flash back. Canute is grabbing the sack and he throws it to his big brother, Harold, who gets called over by Swain to join the war council. He tells Canute they will continue another time, but not before he doubles back to really just show how good of a brother he is, gets on a knee, and says, grow up strong, Canute. Stronger than me and father.
Dude, that one kind of hurt. We don't even know this character.
Don't
I was
know
like,
the guy.
Shit, that hurt.
Yeah, I was just looking and at then, it from a big brother perspective and being like, God, I need to
what an ass.
Give Travis a hug tonight.
And then what does Canute do? Canute's looking out the window at that same area.
Looks down in the field they used to play in and says, is this all there is to it? This is nothing. What did you take that for? What does that mean? What's he saying?
So I took it, and there's a couple ways that I thought about it, because him saying it really made me think. He's saying, oh, this is easy. Like, I can do this. I don't feel that bad about it. Or is he saying, is he meaning?
I took it as he's feeling, now that it's all done, he's got Denmark. He's going, wow, this feels empty. I thought this would feel better. I thought I would feel like more success.
Yes, yeah. So those are the two ways I put it, because you could almost put it in the way as he's saying that to himself, to be like, oh, this is nothing, as in like, I thought this would be more of a curse. It's fine.
Which, but, God, okay, now that I think about it, this episode is genius. All right, let me put it in this way. God, Ronnie's going to get so deep on you. Okay.
Good thing you said on me, not in me.
Yeah. Harold to Canute is Thorfinn and Einar's trees. Okay. Canute thinks he's going to get the same feeling by killing Harold and getting Denmark as Thorfinn and Einar actually got from chopping down the trees.
Ooh, okay.
He thought it was going to be this big, like, oh, I did it. You know, things are going well. I'm one step closer to the goal.
I'll just say this. If you said that in a sophomore high school lit class, the teacher would have wet her pants.
Thank you.
I like that, though. I definitely agree. But what an episode. This season two, to me, is just so freaking good that every episode, I'm just like, God, I can't. This is why I was so, when I watched this, I binged the absolute poo out of it, because it's a slow burner, but every episode is just so damn good. I got to keep going.
I finish every episode and I just think, I can't believe this is the season two that like Chad was so excited for, or like talked so like in the way that you did. One, because I just didn't know. I mean, I knew you got down a little bit, but I didn't know you got down like this with Farmland Saga.
Oh, I fuck with Farmland Saga hard.
It's been 10 episodes. I mean, even when we just had like a poisoning, but even when you go, oh yeah, someone died from poison, it was the most like fart in the wind poisoning ever.
Yeah.
We didn't know the guy. We didn't see the poison happen. It was just like, oh yeah, a cursed head told us.
I think it's like what you said. The writing is genius, but, and it's also in such a different way. Like, you're totally right on, normally you'd hear a backstory like this, and it's the expected, they hate each other, they got to fight for the crown.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a rival, we might get a few episodes of both of them trying to be mischievous, fighting each other, but no. We just get right to the point, and we see Canute is kind of an asshole now.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't even really know where to begin to say that we're going from here. Like, I'm kind of...
I mean, are you excited? What are you feeling about right now, 10 episodes in?
I mean, I don't know if excited's the right word. I'm...
Well, I guess, there's not too much to be excited about yet.
I'm intrigued by the ride. I'm enjoying it. I'm feeling all the ways that I'm supposed to feel.
Okay.
I'm really happy for Thorfinn and Einar, but also now scared because Kettle's totally going to get himself killed. I don't know where Canute goes from here. It seems like he's just going to become an absolute madman. But I don't know, like, the territories and, like, what his exact goals are next to know, like, which part is in trouble, if that makes sense. So we'll just keep riding.
Keep going.
And keep coming on back and being with us, because we just love that you're here. Like I said, check out that Patreon and follow us on the social media.
Do it.
All those links are in the description below. I have been Ronnie.
I have been Chatty.
We'll talk with you later. Peace.
Peace.